If you were to wake up tomorrow and lose everything you have ever earned, money, networking, promotions, what would you do? Would you be able to handle it? For most, the idea of losing everything you have worked so hard to achieve seems terrifying and career-ending. However, in the life of an entrepreneur, this is a daily battle. Robert Kiyosaki, the man behind the famous book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, not only knows what this feels like, but has been in that exact position.
You wake up tomorrow morning and you're on the street and you have nothing. You don't have a single contact in your network. All you have is the knowledge and experience that you've had throughout your career. How do you build up from there?
Well, I've been there many times. So it's no big deal. You just figure out what's needed and wanted and you go do it. Entrepreneurs have one thing in common. They keep going. They'll change the rules. They'll reinvent the rules. You know, they don't just take one answer. So a real entrepreneur, it really makes no difference which country you're in. Entrepreneur is a mindset first, a skill set, and rules. And depending upon whether you're an employee or a small business, the rules are different. The mindsets are different. The skill sets are different.
Robert believes that to be the entrepreneur you were meant to be, you have to understand that you must be willing to accept the lows and the highs, and constantly be learning to stay ahead.
So I look at life as learning. I'm constantly learning. I'm reading constantly, studying constantly. I spend most of my time with entrepreneurs. I don't spend my time with people who complain about the economy. So nothing would really change. I just go back to being an entrepreneur.
Entrepreneurship can be an extremely complicated thing, but can help the average person become stronger in the financial and investing realms that are so readily available today. The question is, how can someone become financially literate? What does it take to get a positive cash flow? And most importantly, what does it take to get rich? In this video, we'll give you some of the best tips and tricks that Robert Kiyosaki has to offer to reach your financial goals. Tip 1. Rewire your brain. We often think that we cannot adjust or change the way our brains work. But on the contrary, with a simple change of mindset, it opens up a whole world of possibilities.
I want a good pension. Does it have medical benefits? That's their brain. It's them. I can't help them. They got to rewire the brain. Yeah, because the economy takes place between this year and this year. That's where the economy takes place, and in your heart and in your guts.
Tip 2, use debt to get ahead. Now, this sounds completely counterproductive. How can debt help you get ahead? As Robert puts it, you have to have the right kind of debt that works in your favor versus one that is essentially just a bill.
There's good debt and bad debt. Again, it goes back to the financial statement, income, expense, asset, liability. So debt falls in here. So let's say I'm gonna buy, everybody says I'm gonna buy a house. Amber says, my house is an asset. That's not true. Your house is a liability. I don't care if you have no debt on it or not. A house is a liability. Same as if you have a car. A car is a liability. And the reason for that is, as we talked about earlier, the six words that are basics of financial education, financial intelligence: income, expense, asset, liability. And the two other words are cash flow. So when you look at the average person, they have a job, money comes in here, they pay for their house, and the money goes to a bank through a mortgage. So it's not an asset because the cash is flowing out. So it's a liability. So the definition of liability, does it take money from your pocket? And for an asset, does it put money in your pocket? So when I have a rental property here, it puts money in my pocket. So if I live in the house, it's a liability, because even if I have no debt on it, I still have taxes, depreciation, repairs, and upkeep, insurance, and all this. When I rent a property, I've done a good job buying it and structuring it. Every month, it sends me money. So I started off When I was 25, I had a little one-bedroom condo. And it put $25 in my pocket. It was a start. So this was good debt. You see, the debt also went out and paid, but it also put $25 in my pocket. So net, net, I was making money from my little house. So today, my wife and I own 6,500 of them. And every month, 6,500 houses put money in my pocket. My people who live in them love me and all this because they have a place to live. But all of this comes from debt.
Tip 3, find mentors. One of the most commonly talked about tips, but one of the most important ones out there. Having a mentor that can lead you through tough times, help you understand your field, and guide you to become the best you can be is an essential part of becoming successful.
My Sunday school teacher is a young, pretty woman, you know, and she said, I'm like 9. And she goes, why were the 3 wise men wise? You know, I go, because they were rich. You know, they gave the swaddling Jesus gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So they had to be rich guys, I said.
And they know commodities as well.
Yeah, good idea. And she goes, no, that's not it. I said, well, they had gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Well, that's not it. I said, why were they wise? And I went, I don't know. She says, what made them wise was they always sought the best teacher. And she says, if you're going to be a successful in your life, you've got to find the best teachers.
Tip 4, don't work for money. This one sounds completely out of place in a video talking about how to become rich and successful. You can't be rich without money, right? Well, actually, the reason you're not financially successful could be because you are too focused on money.
But when I make $1 million, I keep $1 million. And the reason is because I don't make it by working for money. See, if you work for money, you're taxed. So that's why lesson number 1 in Rich Dad, Poor Dad is the rich don't work for money. What we do instead is we create businesses as entrepreneurs. We acquire real estate. I don't invest in the stock market. So the reason is because as entrepreneurs, I have more control over my income, how much I make, and how much I pay in taxes. And because I'm an entrepreneur as well as an investor in real estate, I pay 0 tax. So every time I make, let's say, $1 million as an entrepreneur, I immediately invest it in real estate and have a 4-to-1 step up. So I put $1 million in real estate, I get 4 million from the bank. That's why I love banks. But the banks are screwing everybody else. You know, terrible, but it's good for me.
With these tips from Robert Kiyosaki, the way to positive cash flow and becoming rich is right within your grasp. What was your favorite tip from Robert? Let us know in the comments below and make sure to hit like and subscribe to keep up with our latest videos.